Joining me now is Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, which wants to see us have a better railway in the future. Bruce, you must be dismayed to hear some of this morning, but perhaps not surprised.
Well, absolutely, certainly not surprised. I've got to say, I endorse a lot of those comments, really, and particularly the one about the cost of rail travel. I mean, it is outrageously expensive in this country, and, you know, the fares is something that we at Rail Future, you know, we campaign for, but the government seems hell-bent on pricing us off the railways, which is a bit disappointing. You know, there's the whole green agenda, you know. Rail is an environmentally friendly form of transport. We want more people using the trains, and the combination of outrageous fares and unreliable service and strikes, it's deterring people from travelling by rail. So we're disappointed about that.
Is it the government's fault? Rail lines are all run by different operators, different companies. Is it not their fault?
Not really, no. I mean, I think people fail to understand the extent to which the railways, even from the start of privatisation, they're sort of micromanaged by the Department for Transport. So it's the central government who is setting the level of fares. It's the central government who are, you know, dictating the timetables and which trains are available to use. So the poor old train operating companies have very little room for manoeuvre these days. And now that we've gone from franchising to sort of fixed price contracts, I think people don't realise that when you pay your rail ticket, that money isn't going to the train company, it's going straight to the Department for Transport.
What needs to happen? We've got rail workers on strike. We've got a system that seems to break all too easily. As we've heard this morning, there are failures with third-party operators as well. It feels like there's a very complicated system to navigate here. Is simplifying it an answer?
Well, certainly with fares, yeah, we have an insanely complex fare structure. There's a lot of work to be done, you know, in making fares simpler and more attractive and more easy to understand. So that would help a little. You know, to fix the railways, well, that's turning around a supertanker if ever there was, you know, an example of that. But it needs a long-term vision. It needs long-term investment because you can't, you know, turn these things around overnight. And sadly, governments of all persuasions have had a very short-term view of what to do with the railways.
We've got HS2 coming. Might that help things out?
Well, yeah, we certainly will need the capacity that HS2 will bring. But HS2 is a really good example of this lack of long-term thinking. You know, it's on, it's off. Are we going to Scotland? Are we going to the Eastern Branch? Yeah, yes, we will. No, we won't. No, we're going to delay that. And that sort of feast and famine, you know, it's not good for the rail industry, and it's not good for sort of instilling in the passengers' faith that the railways are going to be there for them and provide a regular service.
Listen, thank you very much indeed, Bruce. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.